A plan to merge Connecticut's 12 state-run community colleges into one system received mixed reviews at a legislative hearing in Hartford on Tuesday. WSHU's Abong Odama reports.
Mark Ojakian is president of the Connecticut State Colleges and Universities. He told members of the state legislature's Higher Education Committee that the plan to merge the 12 community colleges would cut 190 administrative jobs, save the state $28 million a year, and direct more resources to students.
I continue to believe that if we don't focus on those areas that affect students most directly, we're going to hurt the students.
But several lawmakers, including Representative Terry Wood, a Darien Republican, were unconvinced that the plan would help students.
My general concern is when you go to this big top-down structure, you lose that autonomy, you lose that grassroots investment, you lose that individual voice that creates such a rich experience in that local level.
The plan to merge Connecticut's 12 community colleges goes to the New England Association of Schools and Colleges for accreditation in March. Its Commission on Institutions of Higher Education says this will be the largest college merger in the country it's ever had to accredit. Ebong Udama, WSHU News.